Shem Mem Gimel Dinei Kosm B'Shabbos Ubay Sif Echot. So the Machaber says, Kosm Oysel Neveles Ein Besen Mitzuven La Prishai. If a Kosm is eating Neveles, we'll see this includes all other Yisurim. These are Yisurei Deraise, Ein Bezdan Mitzuven Lafrishi. So there's no Chiyuv on Bezdan to stop him from doing what he's doing. And we'll see there are two days in Shulchan Aruch, but this day holds, Afilu, this is a Kotn Shehigiyah Lechinuch, but there is no Chiyuv Chinuch on Bezdan. So he can be doing Isurim, but there's no chiyum on Bezdin to be mafrishim from what he's doing. Avol Oviv, but a father who's mechuyev lechanech benoi. So just like there's a chiyum chinuch on mitzvahs asei, so there's also a chiyum chinuch on mitzvahs loisa asei. Is mitzuve liger boy hula frishoi, and then the Rama says me isa diereise. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Neveilois vuhu adin kol shar isurin. All other isurin that this cousin might be doing, v'chein chilu Shabbos. Is Mechalo Shabbos also im oise ledat atmoi, he is not being Mechalo Shabbos for someone else, for he's doing it for himself, so he wants to be Mechalo Shabbos, so there is no chiyuv on Bezdin to interfere with his actions. Avol im oise Bishvil Godoil, but what if he is being Mechalo Shabbos L'Tzorech HaGodol? Tzorech Limcheis B'Yodoy Uchdelel B'Simin Shin Lamedalet Siv Chof Hei Ayin Shom B'Mishneh Bure. Now, in Shin Lamedalet Siv Chof Hei, there it says as follows. Kotten shabo lechabois. That means a kotten sees that a house is burning. So he comes to extinguish the fire. Tzorich limchois biyodot. So we cannot let him do what he wants to do. We have to tell him he should stop. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Simin Shin Lamed Daled says as follows, that if he is doing this, let's say his father's house is burning, and he's coming to extinguish the flames of his father's house, he's doing aldas of it. So there the Mishnah Berurah in Shaar HaTzion assumes that there's a chiyuv min haTorah on the father to stop him from doing it. And that is nichlal in the posik, l'sase kol melocho ato uvincho. So the shayla is, ato is going on every yid. And uvincho, if the ben is a godol, so it's ato. So you don't need, I don't need a special ribui also bincha. So speaking about ubincha means that the ben is a cotton. And just like there is an isa loisasa kol melocha ato, so ubincha, if your son is doing a melocha litzoichecha, that means he's doing it for you, So you're mechuyev min ha-toyre to be moise. That is the law of least. That if Bincha is doing a melacha for you, there's a chiyev on you to be moise. You're doing it for his father, what? No. We'll see in a minute. Adar Saviv means he's doing it on his own accord because he understands that the father wants that this should be done. That's called Aldas of it. But there was no Tzivui mitzat the father. And there the Mishnah Berurah says, and if he's doing it for someone else, not for his father, again, Yena didn't tell him to do this. So there is, Sumida Rabbonon, Yena is mechuyev to be moichet. That means if he's doing it for someone else, a cousin is being extinguishing a fire for someone else. So the Sharetzion in Shin Lamed Dalet says that's also midarabono. That is what the Sharetzion says in Simon Sinkot Nun Dalet. Bira Lohe in Reisha Mechalef, he is making. And he well, has a problem over there, and therefore he wants to say that that the Issa, the Reisha of Leisase, I'm sorry, it's Reisha Mechalef, that the Issa, the Raisa of Leisase Kol Melocha Ato Uvincha is only speaking about when he told him to do it. That's the Issa, the Raisa of Ato Uvincha. But if he's doing it for him, so then there's an Issa the Rabbonon on the father also. There's no Issa, the Raisa. So we have here two. There's a machlekes in two biralot, in two places in Mishnah Berurah. Here, in Shilah Medala, the Sharetzion assumes that the law of Leisase Kol Melocha Ato Vincha, which is Kolel Akotn, means that if a cotton is doing a melocha for his father, he realizes the father would want that this should be done, so there's a chiyuv min ha-toira on the father to stop him from doing it. And in Reish Samech Vav, the Biraloche says, could be there's no chiyuv min ha-toira, but the chiyuv min ha-toira is by a father, he's not permitted to tell him to do it. Fine. So now there is a kasha that the Gedolei Achronim ask. If the whole law of Leisase Kol Melocha Ato Uvincha was only said when the father told him to do it, the father tells the son to go in there and they'll extinguish the fire or do another melocha, then there's an Issa D'Oraisa. So the kasha is, this is not only applicable to the father and the son Lagabi Shabbos. This is applicable by all Yisurim, the love of Leitachilum. We learn even this, not only a father, someone is not permitted to tell a cotton he should eat chaza, or he should eat shrotzen, or he should do another avera. So why is there a special, if the whole law of Leisase Kol Melocha Ato Uvincha was only said, Vincha means a cotton, if he tells the cotton to do this, so why is there a special law by Shabbos? This law is applicable by Eli Shurah. This is a kasha that the Gedolei Achronim ask. And Rav Chaim Oizer brings down a teretz from, he heard from Rav Chaim Volozhiner, that Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, a moiradike teref in the Kafaka Noiret, that he says as follows, that if a person tells a cotton to eat chaza, that's a lot. So he's over a lot like sashimu. If a person, a father, tells a son to be mechalo Shabbos, by the father, this is a love of Chilu Shabbos. And the father is considered a mechalo Shabbos, and Yaino is Yainetha, and he is all the chumras of a mechalo Shabbos. That's the chiddush of this person. This is what Rav Chaim Voloshin has said. That means that this is, even though there's no chodesh, there's no skill on this, but this is a love of Shabbos, and since this is a love of Shabbos, so if a father tells a child to do a melacha in Shabbos for him, so this is a chilul Shabbos mitzvah the father.
Well,
everyone, he asked us. So it's a love. It's like a chilul. It's a love. I was even saying a love. It's not called a yet chaza. I was saying a love. It's a love of a chilul. Wait, to the past least naive because the cousin is a name of Mitzvah Vayisa. But there's a lot of Lay Sahiba. Fine.
Why is it so?
Because it's a lot of Shabbos. That's the Pasuk. Lay Sahiba Kol Malacha Ato. Just like there's a lot of you're not allowed to do a Malacha. You're not allowed to tell your child to do a Malacha. Fine. Now, I saw once in the Lane of the Shabbaya, he brings down an interesting shayla, which we would never cholam of, but upon him, he did not only cholam about it, he wrote about it. He brings down a shayla as follows. The halacha is that this only the rabbanan the kedina, but will come soon to a deraisa. The halacha is. Normally, the Bnei Bayis are nigra after the father, Legabi Kabbalah Shabbos. That means if the father was Mekabal Shabbos, so the Bnei Bayis are nigra, so if it's Shabbos for the father, it's Shabbos for the children. They're not nigra, but of the mother. The mother was Mekabal Shabbos, that's the mother, so then there's no problem. Right? So he closes Shaila, he says, Leisate kol melocha atos going on the parents. So minchos going on the father, going on the mother. This love applies to a mother also. So ato bincho avdocha wa moslem techo. Let's talk about shvisas behemtoi. What happens? An isha was mekabel Shabbos. Now she mitzuve on shvisas behemtoi by her Shabbos. By her husband, it's not Shabbos yet. By the children, it's not Shabbos. But she has a behemoth. So, l'chayre, if by her, she was mekavel Shabbos, so memele, there's an elishastako meloche, u'behemtecho. There's a yitzo of shvises, but l'chayre, is it true? So he says, what will the din be if a woman is mekabel Shabbos, and then she goes and tells her daughter, who's a ktana, put on the air conditioner, do this. So by her, it's Shabbos already. So it could be just like that is the din. The din is in your chiyuv Shabbos. There's a din on you like shasta kamalocha ato, and your mitzvah is that mincha also. The cotton is not a mitzvah. A cotton is only mitzvah by itself. But if I tell a cotton to do malocha, he's even it's a item. It's a machal Shabbos. So he says, if by her it became Shabbos, and she'll tell now a cotton to do a malacha, shemi shemayim, it could be a very chamodiki shayla. That's what?
Sometimes those are real problems when starting like an early Shabbos.
Yeah, that's when the real, and the children want the Kabbalah Shabbos, Shalosh, Shiloh, and Hulu on those. That means he says
all the kids who are
wrong. The older kids have said Gedolim already, so then it's not Bilcha. Bilcha is only speaking about a cotton, it's not Atta. It's Atta Kamalosa, Atta Uvilcha, only speaking about Ktane. But Ktane could be a very interesting Shaila, a very Chomodic Shaila. That means to tell a cotton or a Ktane to do a Malach, when by me it's Shabbos. Could be, he lies by a Torah here, and if this is permissible, which is a Moyadik Shaila. Fine. Now, let us go. So that's what he's saying over here. Like this is a Din Kotten Moyach on the Veil of Kambezim, it's Suman Rav Lishai. But if a Kotten does four a Godel, then that's another Barsha that goes into the Shaila of Lishasa Kumalocha to Vinche. I ain't Shabbat Mishnah Bura. Fine. Avol Ovid. So what did we say so far? Kotn oichel nevelis, a kotn is eating nevela, a kotn is machalo Shabbos, and Bezdin passes by and they see this, and he's playing on the computer in Shabbos, and then Bezdin passes by and he says, "Good Shabbos, Rabbi." And then the Bezdin says, "Good Shabbos, finished." And we don't make a to-do about what he's doing. Shabbos, according to the first day, if he's a gear lechinuch, there's no chiyuv on Bezdin to tell him anything. It's not none of our business. Avolovit, his father, dafilu lechanech bonov of benoisov b'mitzvahs hutal olov. That means he's mechuyuv to be mechanech afilu in mitzvahs. So this day holds if there's a chiyuv chinuch on mitzvahs, there's zikhe a chiyuv chinuch lahafrish me'aveiros. If I'm a mechuyev to be mechanech, he knows how to take a lulav, so there's a chiyuv chinuch that he should be menaneh a lulav. So the chiyuv chinuch zikhe goes on isurim also. So the father is mechuyev. Chadvalet lechuyev to be mafdashim from Yisurim. Kedersiv lechanoich lenar abridake. Vechoshen lafrisha meiso. Ucheren Yisur is much more homo. De mutol al ho'ot. God in Dirshu, he brings down something very interesting. A very interesting halacha. Chmonen is on the could be Negeya. Someone told me he knows. He said the whole chiyuv chinuch of a father to a child, if the child is accessible to the father, like someone told me Nebuch, there was the husband and wife were separated, and the wife is the custody of the child. So the father. So there's no chiyuv chinuch on the father. The chiyuv chinuch on the father only applies if the child is in his rishus. So memele, so then there's a chiyuv chinuch. But if he's not, and the child is not accessible, then so this the rabbonu the chiyuv chinuch, which is on the father, doesn't apply. And the Shevet Talevi brings a very interesting raya. It says by Krishma they were not matel the chiyuv chinuch on the father, because normally the father's not at home when the child wakes up or when he goes to sleep. So therefore there was no chiyuv chinuch on such a mitzvah because the father at that time does not have access or shaitas with the son. So he says if the son is someplace else, so there's no chiyuv chinuch on the father. Fine. So we were talking about the chiyuv chinuch the rabbon. Now is the chiyuv chinuch and the mother. There's a machlokes. V'yesh ma'achroinim shesoyim the mitzvah chinuch mutol gav al ha'ev. Others say there is a mitzvah chinuch. Others say there's no mitzvah chinuch on the mother. So this is a machlokes that Tosfos Yerushalmi and Yuma speaks about it. There's a chiyuv chinuch and the mother. But Agamuri, he brings down the news, he brings something from Rav Nissim Kerel, it's L'cheira, I saw something in Rabbeinu Yein and Igeres Satshuve. That means, Afilu, we will say, there's no chiyuv chinuch on a mother for mitzvahs. That means it's not her problem that he should take a lulav or put on tzitzis. There's no chiyuv chinuch on her. But in the Rabbeinu Yein and Igeres Hatshuve, asked Hakasha, Moshe Rabbeinu before Matan Torah, so the first drosha was to the Beis Yaakov, Kesoma LeBeis Yaakov. So that was, he spoke first to the women, then later he spoke to the men. So the Rabbeinu Yein asks, why did he speak first to the women? What was the necessity? So he says, the Ika Torah in Yerushalayim that a child gets is from the mother. The father's away, the father's busy. He says, the Torah in Yerushalayim, he gets from the mother. The mother encourages him. The mother's moided him. He says, When he comes home from cheder, the child, and the mother is rachmanas, and he'll tell her that what the Rebbe did, and he'll start crying, and she'll comfort him. And she'll be moedet and encourage him. So the ikar limud haTorah, that a child will learn in his younger years, that's the mother's job. And the Yirat Shemaim is also the mother's job because she's with the child. So even though we're speaking about if there's a chiyuv chinuch on the mother, so that's something else. Chiyuv chinuch on mitzvahs, if she's, it's mutal Allah to see she do a mitzvah, she shouldn't do a mitzvah, but it seems on Torah Yirat Shemaim, that is the atitash teiras imecha. That is the mother's obligation. Now, so the Mechaber said further, Avol ovi mitzuva ligaboy lafrishoi meisa diereist. That's what the Ramah says. That al tzchiyev chinuch, the father is mechuyev to see that the child, the kotlin shenato yisurim deraisa. So he says, behemes afilu misura derabonon chayv lahafrish. If there's a chiyev chinuch, if we say the chiyev chinuch applies on lavin also, so just like there's a chiyev chinuch on a father to see that his child should do mitzvahs darabonim, there's a chiyev chinuch on the father to see he should make brachas. I mean, there's a chiyev chinuch on the rabbonim also. So there's a chiyev chinuch on the father to make sure that his son should not be over isurim darabonim. So what does the Ramah say? Shalachrishay me'isel di'ayraisa. So this is problematic. Afilu misura derabonan chayv lafrishay. Kamei detzorich lechan chayme mitzvah starabonam. Shbelel besim in kubov, sivalet. Ele nafke minom, kebi isa derabonam. Im loy ifrishay ha'ov, zichet ezechi evchinach. But if the father was not mafrishim, ein bezdin moichin biyode, bezdin will not be moichin to the yov, make sure he should not be over the sum rabbonim. It's the father's obligation, but bezdin will not be moichin to the father that he should fulfill his obligation by isurim derabonim. So this is one mahalach ha'dachonim say pshat in the Ramah. That what the Ramah says that a father is mechuyev lahafrish b'noi meyisurim. The Ramah says yisuri deraisa. That means something else. The father is mechuyev to be mafrishim b'noi meyisurim. But Bezdin will only be mechuyev on the father's actions if he does not, he's not mafresh him from Yisuri Derayis. Yisuri Derabonim, for some reason, Bezman will not be meicher to the father. That's one pshat in the Rambam. But the law pirish, the Goyen says another pshat in the Rambam. The lahochi nokat meiser derayis. The meiser Derabonim komim she'ein tzorich mafreshei. And Yisrael Derabonim sometimes, if it's the tzorich of the cotton, so I don't have to stop him from doing it. That means the Ramah did not want to get involved in saying that a father is mechuyev to be mafresh his son from Isurim Derabonim, because it matters which Isurim. Certain Isurim Derabonim, which are the Tzorech HaKotan, he's allowed to do them. And the father is even allowed to tell him to do it. Rav Litin Leilechatchila Mutter. If the cotton needs it, so he's permitted to tell him, he's permitted to do it. That means it says in Masechta Shume that Ktanim are roiches in Yom Kippur, and they're soch, they put ointments on themselves in Kippur. Since this is a tzorech of the cotton, it's revisi the tinnik, so in the tradition of the Rabbonon, so you're allowed to do it for him, you're allowed to be roiches, you're allowed, there's no chiv to be matvishim. So, Mamela, that's why the Ramah did not want to say, Samazoy, by all these surim, Yemuchim to be mafresh cotton, including Yisurim Rabbanim. There's certainly Yisurim Rabbanim. If there's a tzorech for the cotton, it's a tzorech HaKotan, he's allowed to do it. And the Gavurch later will have a bir aloha, there's a Chuvis Rabbi Kimega. We have to understand this man, Rabbi Kevega, the shoes were not equipped sophisticated as our shoes are equipped. A person comes to a shul, there's a siddur, there's a chumash, there's all the tzorchei HaShabbos you can find in the shul. That's the shul. This man, Rabbi Kevayger, you brought your own siddur, you brought your own chumash, and what if you forgot to bring it to Erev Shabbos? So you have a problem. So if you have a kalmalis, and to tell a kotan to bring it is also, I can't tell a kotan to do an Issa de Rabbona for me. So the Kevayger says, now I'll tell you what, if you have a kotan that davens, he does not know to daven by heart, so give him the siddur, and he'll take the siddur to shul, which is an Issa de Rabbona, a Kabbalist. He'll take the siddur to shul to daven. You look over his shoulder, he can't daven with this, but he's taking the siddur for himself. And this is the shita that an Issa de Rabbonon l'tzorech HaKotan, you'll have to tell him to do it. You need a siddur. You want to come to shul? Want to daven in shul? So she gives him a siddur. So that's why the Ramah did not speak about Yisum de Rabbonon. Uposhit. Now the Mishnah Berurah starts speaking about something which was very close to his heart. Nim shoma livnoi ubito yaktanim shemidabrim loshen hore. They're speaking Lashon Hara, so this is Lavim D'Araisa, Mitzvah, so the father, that's the first Lashon over here, the father, Sisha Mechuyev, to stop them. Mitzvah Liga Behem, Mafrishim Yisem, V'chein Machloikes, V'Sheker, Uklolis, Rabbi Niseinu HaRabim, Kamo Nichsholim Boseh, how many parents are Nichshol in this Chiyuv? Shame and nichem livneim l'dabu l'ashenore u'rechiles u'lekale. That means the gedonik sanem, when they'll get bigger, they'll make a seder and chofet chayim. But like this, the ketanem, no, kalem is a klal, it's a curse. Yeah. It's a kalul cheres, it's a lot who he doesn't hit. He's not allowed to be a kalul someone. So what happens? So the father never told him anything wrong with this. So he said the first 13 years of his life, he speaks Lashon Hara, he's about Mahalakis, Rechilas, Shachiluk, Shinis Gadol, Rishameh, Sheyesh, Pizet, Issa Gadol, now it is informed, Koshal, Lifresh, Mergeloi, Shehugo, Bazet, Shonim Rabbits, Bahoya, Dova, Esloi, Becheskas, Heta. And here, Gershon brings down the Rabbi Chaim says, in other Rabbits, the father would have been Mechanachem in his young years, this is Lashon Hara, and you're not allowed to speak for yourself. If Machlekes, so when he become a Gadol, it would be a normal action that you don't speak Lashon Hara, you don't, there's no Machlekes, and he's doing a Meir de Ketayv to his child. Vidah. The Shiur Achinuch B'mitzvahs Esei U'b'chol Kinnit L'fi. Now, we're talking about Chinuch, and the Mechaber went over, we jumped from, just like a father's Mechuyet B'chinuch Bonov and mitzvahs Esei, so it's also no Leisas. Now let's go back to a mitzvahs Esei. L'fi Charifosoi V'diosoi. It depends each child according to his understanding. So he says, it's a baseball by Kiddush, the Goyin Ayedeya Me'inyin Shabbos. He understands it's Inyan Shabbos that the Bnei Shalom created the world and they were Shavis to Yom HaShvi'i. He understands. He has such a musig in this, which is between 6 and 7. Chayev la'agiloi l'shma yekidish v'havdolot. So then by 6 and 7, he should hear kiddush and havdolot. So havdolot, if he's sleeping when his father comes home, so Sunday he should make havdolot, l'abrei priyagof and l'amavdol. Ayedeya lishateif ka'alochet chayim b'tzitzis chanal b'simin yudayim. V'chein kol kiyetz b'zet. Now here they bring down that the minik ho'ilam is, they bring down from Abeliyashiv, the discipler, the minik ho'ilam is that we're mechanach a kotman b'mitzvah tzitzis when he becomes 3 years old. The Shiur Beged, they bring down something interesting from the Stipler. How big does the tzitzis have to be? It should, so there's a Shiur of, so the Stipler says the Shiur is like this. He's Miskasabai Kohubai. So that means like this. You have a cotton and, you take the cotton, you measure him from his head to his feet, and let's say however tall he is, that's a base, he's 3 feet, whatever it is, then roiv of that is the oirech of the tzitzis. That means a little bit more than half is that's the length of the beged. And the width of the beged is you measure the back and the sides. And how much that is, that's the reichel of the beged, and that is the shear of the beged. That is the shear of it. So each child is looking good like. That is the shear. Agabuche, he brings down something very interesting from the Stikler, which is very practical. He said one should make sure that the tzitzis should not be too long. Because when you have a 3-year-old who's oisit chochov, so the tzitzis can get very dirty from that. So my male, they shouldn't be too long. They don't have a shear of the normal shear of tzitzis. Chanal b'simin yudayim. V'chein kol kiyayt to be said. Bein b'mitzvahs asei shal teizah, bein b'shal dibrei seifrim. So when he is more or less, he can do the ma'isa ha-mitzvah. So that's then there's a chiyuv chinuch. Aval achinuch beloisase. A chinuch beloisase bein shel teire bein shel tegreya. Hu bechol tinik shehu bar abone. When a cotton understands. Shemayvin sheoimrim loy shezer osa lasois oi lechel. So here Gersha brings down something very interesting. So what does that mean? That he understands, because you tell them you're not allowed to eat this, you're not allowed to do this. So what does this understanding have to be? So Rav Nissan Karelet says that he has to understand that a yid does not do such a maaseh. Not because his father told him not to do it. No, a yid doesn't do this. A yid doesn't eat chaza, he doesn't put on the light on Shabbos. If he can understand that, so then there's a chiv, then you tell them that we don't put on lights on Shabbos, we don't, so that is, but it has to be, it seems, till 2-3, it's not Shabbos, he doesn't understand that. So he's a lab barochi. God, he brings down from the chikhe leiv, that the chikhe leiv said that he'll understand you're not allowed to do it, not that if you tell him no, he doesn't do it. That's a good source, but a component. But the bar havona means that if I tell him no, the next time when I'm not around, he won't do it. That's called his bar havona. So he understands that this shouldn't be done. It's the only way he can understand that you don't do it. When his father stepping over his head and says, no, don't do it, the minute the father leaves, so he's not a bar of others. He doesn't understand that you shouldn't do it. Yet, Avotin is shayna bar of on the klal, in oviv mitzuva lemonai bar kochim, yilechel machal asures, mika, then he can eat machal asures, and no machal shabbos, and thulu be'isr shel teire, there's no chiyim bechlal, that means he's playing with the switch, there's no chiyim chinuch on the father to stop him from doing this. Kivin she'enai meivin klali inyan ma shemoinai umachish. He doesn't understand this at all. By macholas asures, they bring down, even though al tzachiyuv chinuch, if the child doesn't understand, he's a two-year-old, he doesn't understand that you're not allowed to eat this. So even though al tzachiyuv chinuch, there's no chiyuv chinuch to stop him from eating macholas asures, but letayvosai, izicha should stopped him from eating it, because macholes asuris, besides the iser shaboy, it's metamtim, and they will have a detrimental effect on him in his later years. So memele, so out not out the fear finish about l'teiva sabeh. The chay imu koi, if he's a koi, ain't tzorech leitziyoy mi bayish shatume besoichai. That means if he's allowed bar havone, there's a mace there, so he's a mechuyim to tell him to leave. Ela im kein u bar havone. That means you'll understand that he understands that you tell him a kohen is not permitted to be, then he'll understand that. So he's then azan mishra alovi. He's a bar havone. Now, all that. So here we are speaking about the dinei hafrosha. We're talking about this in the first day in Shulchan Aruch, that if a cotton is doing aveiros, there is no chiyuv on beis din to stop him from doing these averes, this achiyev chinuch, and the father, just like he's mechuyev lechanchei b'mitzvahs, he's mechuyev lechanchei lafrishei me'averes. When he's a bar havone, he can understand that he is not permitted to do this. Then there's a chiyuv chinuch on the father. That is lafrisha. But ulahachnisol bevayish shetuma b'saychay. But to bring him in to a bias, that means he's a 2-year-old. He's a 1-year-old. The mother is going to a lavaya, so she has a 1-year-old with her, who is the father's client, so where she can take the 1-year-old, so she'll take him in to the their master. She has no place where to leave her kids. It's a chas v'shalom. You don't bring him, even though he's a 1-year-old, he's 5 months old. Don't, he's a koyach. So memela, you're not allowed to be metamen b'yadayim, even though he's allowed by rabbon. He doesn't understand anything. This is no heter. This is an issur deraisa. Afilu tinit she'enei bar habone adayim. He can't understand anything. Amay shenichtem metamen. Umikol mokay, eishes koyen luberes. Now, I'd like to give a little akdama to understand the Mishnah Berurah. It says over a whole Megillah over here. I'd like to give a little akdama pshat in the Megillah what the Mishnah Berurah is going to say. The Magen Avraham brings down a Rekeach. A Rekeach from the Rishonim. The Rekeach said, if you had an Eishes Kohen Mubaras, and she's Moberes, is she allowed to go into an oil hameis? She's not taking a 5-month-old, she's taking an uber. She wants to go, there's a hesket. And then there's a hameis there, she's allowed to go, she's Moberes, is she allowed to go in the oil hameis? She's an Eishes Kohen. So the Rekeach said, Smuta. Why is it Smuta? Because maybe it's in the cave, and after all, it's not in the cave, maybe it's a navel. So, my male, so I'll sex fake it, you out the door. Psak of a rock, that was the cave's psak. So, the Magen Avraham brings down this Rekeach, and he says, fine. He says, he doesn't understand, I need a sex fake it. This is a Tazo Gluo. This is a taza blue, which means that Kozman, the child, is in the mother. Felisa Zohar, even the Kabotume. The mother is Megan and the child. He's not the Kabotume. So I need to say it's a whole regal with a sex lady. This is Akasha, the mother of Rom, asks under the care. So on this kasha, the Nesid Chaim and the Rabbah say, no, the Rekeach, and I say, that's kosher. The Rekeach was talking about that she's going into her own maze, and it can very well be that she's thought about to give birth, she might give birth in her own maze. Is she allowed to go in? That's what the Rekeach was talking about. If she has 2 more months, then you don't need the sex rate. It means she's going in toil and a maze. And there's a possibility that she has to back the well I do. Any minute you could be there. And she wants to go into the sale and maze. So the Rekeach said she's allowed to go in because of the sex rate. Now, let us just, now we'll see the, yeah. And we come up in Aisha's claim of Beres, Shekova Yamelon at this. But there is Likonis Lachatrila by Lameis, the Arish and Nidalon of Shabbat, they tell it some blood. We can assume that so. Now, in the modern day and age, they bring down the Shevet HaLevi. It was if they made an ultrasound. And from the ultrasound, they found out that he's a Zohar. So they already know that the boy already older. Now, is the mother allowed to go into a hospital? She wants to get married in the hospital. And then there's Mason there in the hospital. Let's talk about the Eretz Yisrael, which is Mesomer Moshchir, the Yiddish Mason there. And she allowed to go into the hospital. So I'm showing this out there. Hey, you don't have your sex leg over here. Well, one something maybe it's a leg, or someone is something that I says. It's like his mother. Hey, you have one stuff. So they bring for them showing this out as follows. He says, Kozman, she went in. There's no Shaila. He wasn't a couple to me. The Swinney Mason there in the hospital. Now she's there. And now since he's there, the heter, so he says, now she has to give birth, and the best place to give birth is in the hospital. I mean, there are doctors there, there are still many complications. So, because this is the mocking, so out kikuach and the forces, I mean, that is, I'm not bringing in a coin. I'm bringing in, now when he comes in, the Tazah blew it. And later, it's the most achieving sheima itricha li shoyeb and meischay. Yeah, no. So he says like this. Now it's the koach in the pashas. This is enisalas is pus leilodes who brashi abiyu besaykum etchiz din teire. It's the koach nefesh. Because she's mechuyev to be in the hospital. There is doctors and experts. So that's the place where she should be. The child will be born and there's meisim there, but that's the heter of pikuach nefesh. So it's like a kohen that says the chaylish yes, basically, and you also take him to the hospital. So then they say after they gave birth, and good, he's born, mazel tov, and everything. But there's a mace. There's a mace next door. So what happens now? Everything is that. So then Shlomo Zalman says, if the doctor say there's not too much of a problem after they to take him out of the hospital, he would advise it that if there be any problems or something else. But if there's no medical problems, so why should the Chayim HaKayin over there in this mason in the same room? So it's not an ideal situation to leave the Kayin there.